Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Charlotte Flair in doubt for WrestleMania this year, plus a huge update on Andrade's situation, and an NCAA star is waving at Vince McMahon. For Tuesday, March the 23rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Asuka, you're one of the greatest women's champions in WWE history. You proved your point. Now, last I saw, Charlotte Flair was out here challenging you for the Raw Women's Championship. While you were recovering from having your teeth knocked out. But now Charlotte Flair's not here. You know, she's actually recovering from COVID. So, Asuka, I'm gonna need an answer. On my first official night here at Raw, straight up, I challenge you to a championship match at WrestleMania.
Wow! Oh! いいかな、いいかな、いいかな! あんたのガッツ褒めてあげるわ! But you are not ready for Asuka!
Rhea Ripley, I accept.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready?
If this gets made official, oh my gosh. Rhea Ripley's first night on Monday Night Raw, and she gets herself an opportunity to challenge Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania.
Could we see the Nightmare versus the Empress at WrestleMania?
Yes, please.
Rhea Ripley's Monday Night Raw debut, announcing that in the absence of Charlotte Flair, she wants to face Asuka at WrestleMania. Amazing scenes. I am down for that. But let's talk about Charlotte Flair for a moment. Not been on TV for a while and being removed from the WrestleMania poster, especially around the time that her partner Andrade was leaving the company. Was this connected to that? Is it to do with an upcoming acting role that's kept her away? The answer is none of those. Charlotte Flair confirmed on Twitter last night the following, quote, "I know everyone has been wondering where I have been. I tested positive for COVID and have been home resting. Thank you, everyone, for your love." Andrade, quote, retweeted this, and we'll talk more about Andrade in a moment. And he says, quote, "Four more days and you're clear, I hope, and go back to the WrestleMania poster." It looks as if Charlotte was set to face Asuka at WrestleMania, a role that seems to have been given to Rhea Ripley following last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. But with still a couple of weeks left to go, and if Charlotte is indeed recovered in time for WrestleMania, then maybe added to that match to make it a triple threat match. There's certainly history between Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley that could lead to that happening. We'll keep an eye on it. We obviously send our best wishes to Charlotte Flair recovering from COVID-19.
Claudia Cien Almas, ring entrance, turning into a tribute to his Lucha Libre background, the masked mariachi band. And of course, one of the biggest attractions in Mexico, a third generation superstar as La Sombra, and now Andrade Cien Almas with Zelina Vega, wanting to continue to assert his dominance at the top of the NXT mountain.
Yeah, Andrade is doing it for the culture. And with the help, like you said, of Zelina, he is now on the top of the mountain of the NXT world.
Yesterday, we talked in depth about the WWE career of Andrade. Now he has departed the company. What is next for the former NXT and United States champion? Well, we were under the impression, as is customary in these things, that Andrade would now have 90 days in which he was taking proverbial gardening leave, as it's called in the UK. A 90-day no-compete clause is normally what you're given on the way out from WWE, meaning that you can't go anywhere or work anywhere for 3 months. It has come to light from Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer that Andrade, when he left, does not have a non-compete clause. WWE talents, as we say, usually have to spend 90 days doing nothing. This is not the case with Andrade. Now, this could be simply because he hasn't been used on television since October. So in their minds, he's kind of already worked a 90-day no-compete because he's not been anywhere. That could have something to do with it. WWE acknowledged on Sunday that Andrade had received his release from his WWE contract and was now no longer part of the company, wishing him well in his future endeavours. So what does this mean then? Well, this means that Andrade is free to turn up wherever and whenever. I'll let you do your own speculating as to what that may entail. Andrade's former manager, Zelina Vega, aka real name Thea Trinidad, tweeted yesterday about the departure from WWE of her former client. She says, quote, "Since the moment I met you, I knew that you not only were an amazing person, but also one of the most talented in the business. And you'd be successful no matter what. I'm so grateful to know you, share these memories, and have a brother for life. Hashtag tranquilo for life." We could see Zelina Vega and Andrade reunited somewhere very, very soon.
I see how hard you've worked at this. I've seen it. I see how much you love this. I see how hard you fought to get back to doing this because you love this so much. But let me be completely honest. When I wanted to challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, it wasn't about you. I lay on the mat at Elimination Chamber, watching you point up to the WrestleMania sign, and yeah, I got demoralized. But not because of how few matches you've done this year, but because I allowed myself to go into what might be my last WrestleMania on the back burner. And that's when I decided I am not gonna take it. I'm gonna throw out my one last shot. I'm gonna put it all out there. If this is gonna be my last one, and I don't know if it is, but if this is gonna be my last one, I'm gonna give it everything I've got to be in the main event of WrestleMania.
Maybe I should have made myself clearer. Roman Reigns has already beaten you, but a win is a win. And if we're talking about wins, I won the Royal Rumble. I outlasted 29 other superstars, went 1-30, over 60 minutes, and you were in there, by the way. Listen, I have mutual respect for you. I like you. I just don't like how you did this. You're better than this. But you're not better than me.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise.
As it stands, Edge is set to face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. And that is a match that could be changing up if the Wrestling Observer is anything to go by. Reports are suggesting that following what happened on Sunday night at Fastlane, Daniel Bryan is going to be added to that match with Roman Reigns and Edge. The reason behind this, we discovered this morning, is from Vince McMahon. It was reported a few weeks back that Vince has taken WrestleMania 37 all the way back to square one, thrown all the plans out of the window because of a lot of rumors of the matches already getting out. He wanted to start the build all over again. And Dave says the decision wasn't necessarily made due to concerns about the parties involved, some issues whether or not people would react the right way to Roman or to Edge. Simply the case that Vince McMahon just wants to see that happen at WrestleMania. I think it's a great trio to make some magic. It's been pointed out a few times on Twitter, and I really like this, that all three guys in this match have come back from retirement to great fanfare. Daniel Bryan forced to retire a few years back and made a great return to the ring in time for WrestleMania to team with Shane McMahon that time. Of course, Roman Reigns had leukemia that took him away from the ring, and he returned and he's just been smashing it ever since, especially now as heel Roman Reigns. And of course, the story of Edge we all know very, very well. An intriguing setup between these three for WrestleMania.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Staying with the granddaddy of them all. Are we still allowed to call it that? I'm not quite sure. Some more matches were set for WrestleMania last night. So this is how the WrestleMania 37 card shapes up as of this morning. Not only do we have the aforementioned triple threat that's being put together between Edge, Daniel Bryan, and the Universal Champion Roman Reigns, we also have, as a result of Monday Night Raw, Bad Bunny going one-on-one with The Miz, a match made by The Miz during Miz TV last night. We have, as we've already talked about, Asuka facing Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. The Fiend Bray Wyatt will face Randy Orton one-on-one. Orton summoned The Fiend last night, ended up getting dropped with a Sister Abigail for his trouble, and off we go to WrestleMania. And last night, it was announced that whether you like it or not, Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon are going one-on-one at WrestleMania as well. Also on the lineup, already announced, the New Day will defend their Raw Tag Team titles against AJ Styles and Omos. Omos making his in-ring debut at WrestleMania for that one as well. We will also see Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And Bobby Lashley will face Drew McIntyre for the WWE title, with Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin banned from ringside. How did we get here? We'll talk all about the moving and the shaking from last night's episode of Monday Night Raw on Raw Graded later on today. And Ross will break down some of the more silly moments from Monday Night Raw, including a sneak preview of a Bad Bunny diss track from Miz and Morrison. I'll let Ross talk about that on WTF Moments, both at youtube.com/cultaholic a little later today. And an NCAA wrestling champion has reached out to WWE. Gable Steveson from the University of Minnesota was the talking point of the wrestling world over the weekend, winning the NCAA title at 285 pounds. The man celebrated by doing a giant standing backflip. Amazing scenes. He followed this up with a tweet simply waving to Vince McMahon using the wave emoji and adding Vince McMahon. Gable's brother, Bobby Steveson, is training at the Performance Center already. So this is a family of some good stock. University of Minnesota alumni Brock Lesnar has trained with both Gable and his brother Bobby too. And he was chatting with Gopher Sports, was Gable Steveson, about his relationship with Brock Lesnar. He says, quote, "My relationship with Brock has been awesome. It's outstanding that a guy like that has noticed me and gone out of his way to be there for me and guide me in the right direction. We all know who Brock is on TV, but behind everything else, he's a nice person and he has done some amazing things for me." Also, he talks in the interview about his ambitions for WWE, saying, quote, "This is a dream I've had since I was a kid. Everybody grew up watching WWE when they were young. I know I watched it as well. It's just a lifelong dream of mine." He wants to be a Paul Heyman guy as well. He says, "Every great spokesperson needs its next public figure. Someday, I wish that I could be the next public figure for Paul Heyman." Now, you take a look at Gable Steveson and you tell me you don't see a Paul Heyman guy there. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, as I announced last week, it is all change on the classic review front. You are getting, later today, the Cultaholic Classic Raw review. Justin Henry and myself watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from 1993 to its very bitter end, or either of ours. Normally, you hear it on a Saturday afternoon. You're going to hear it on a Tuesday afternoon today. As for the SmackDown review, you will hear that on a Saturday going forward. Get ready to join Matthew, Greg and myself this weekend for the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Both shows very much still here, neither going away, just swapping the days around. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, the WTF Moments from Fastlane on Sunday, and coming later on, the WTF Moments with Ross from last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. If you haven't checked out some of the content we dropped over the weekend yet, check out Andrew and Ross ranking the AEW finishers in a brand spanking new tier list. Plus, an all-new episode of War Stories, the season 2 finale, sees the ECW-XPW incident from Heatwave in 2000 explained. This is quite the intriguing story. It's an invasion that one party definitely wanted to have, the other, not so much. Check out War Stories, written by Justin Henry and voiced by Sam Driver at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.